Happy Saturday. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. How are you? Quite the election on Tuesday, was it not? I don't know exactly who all these folks are, but I do know that Mr. Obama has lost two important ingredients to his continuing fraud on the American public and his purposeful undermining of America. Number one, his henchman and backstop, Harry Reid, himself a questionable man, is no longer in there to pigeonhole bills on his desk so they don't get to the president, so the president doesn't have to make a decision, so he doesn't have to veto bills. Did you know that there are 387 bills that have come up from the House? Those numbers just came out right before the election. 387 bills that have come up from the House and never gone anywhere, just sat on Harry Reid's desk. We know what else Harry Reid has done with the Senate. Changing the votes from 60 to 51 on a parliamentary procedure. Passing Obamacare after the election of Scott Brown in Massachusetts on a parliamentary procedure. We can go down the list, but he's lost that ally. That ally, although he will continue to do his dark deeds behind the scenes, can no longer stop bills. The president's going to have to explain to the American people why he's vetoing them. And then we shall see who the party of no is. Think about this. We have a president who was elected in 2012 and 2008, but particularly 2012, on a fraud. Or should we say a series of frauds? You can keep your doctor, you can keep your policy, your premiums are going to go down, etc., etc., etc. Benghazi, IRS, NSA, I mean, the list is endless. We have a president who, prior to the 2012 elections, was claiming the other side was the party of no, knowing full well that he and Harry Reid conspired to have these bills sit on the desk. In other words, they were the blockage. They were the gridlock in Washington, D.C. Another fraud on the American public. And I think, it's not I think, look, read some of the articles last week and this week under voter fraud and politics. They have identified between 1 and 2.8 million people who are registered more than once or registered improperly or registered in the wrong location. That's just a survey of a little over half the states. They think that 6.8 million illegal aliens cast votes in the 2012 presidential election. Romney lost by 4 million votes. And you know, once a fraud, always a fraud. In Virginia, in the most recent election, Ed Gillespie, whom Democratic pollsters conspired to suppress the vote. You know all the screaming about suppressing the vote? Well, if you're a Republican and you see a poll where your guy, in this case Gillespie, is down 18 points, 20 points, whatever, you know, it's possible you're not going to go to the polls. It's, in fact, in many cases, it's highly likely you won't go to the polls. In reality, Gillespie wasn't down that at all, was he? And then we have the articles I ran last week and this week on voter fraud through these voting machines, which have mysteriously appeared mostly in blue states. There are no coincidences. So at least 30 machines have been pulled in Virginia. And those machines were pulled because voters who had their eyes open and were watching what they were doing and who didn't trust the process of the most sacred right they have, casting a ballot, which in and of itself says something, realized that every time they tried to vote for a Republican, particularly Mr. Gillespie, the name of his adversary, in this case Warner, the Democrat, came up and the machine registered a vote for the Democrat. It happened, in fact, to a representative who was trying to vote for himself at the state level. At first, the election officials, I use that term advisedly, the poll watchers, I use that term advisedly, tried to say it was just a fluke. This single machine had been calibrated wrong. You used your finger instead of your fingernail, you know, whatever excuse they came up with. Finally, however, when everybody started looking at it closely, there were 30 machines, or maybe more, 30 machines we know about that were pulled because they were all doing the same thing. Wow. Now that's a coincidence. Not one machine which can go awry, I suppose, but 30 machines, and in very heavily Republican districts. This is all too much coincidence for me, folks. I don't know about for you. Now let's play a little numbers game. Gillespie is down by about 17,000 votes out of the entire state of Virginia. Just an amazing campaign. Putting aside those who didn't go to the poll because they were shystered by Democratic pollsters. Think about this. If you had 30 machines and just 300 people, which is nothing in cities of several million, you had 300 people that voted, thought they were voting for Ed Gillespie in a Republican district, were in a rush, whatever the reason was, and their votes recorded for the Democrat, that's 9,000 more votes, 300 times 30, that's 9,000 more votes for Ed Gillespie and 9,000 less votes for the Democrat, Warner, and Gillespie is suddenly up on top by 1,000 votes. It doesn't take much, does it? Particularly when you have tens of machines in Republican districts recording votes for Democrats. Which brings me to the next point in this show. I purposely took an hour and a half, whatever it was, and listened and watched the President of the United States, Barry Obama, do his post-election press conference. You know, I could have listened to snippets, I could have seen pictures, I could have read articles, but I really wanted to kind of watch his mannerisms, his face, hear the inflection in his voice, see his entire response to entire questions, which for once were pretty ferocious and tough from the press, or at least most of the press. And here's what I came away with. I know that everybody in Washington is pretending to have a kumbaya moment. There are things we can agree on and other things will work out and yada, yada, yada. Don't count on it. Based on my study of human nature, which has been pretty extensive, and on personal experience, if you watch that entire charade by Obama in front of the press, this gentleman is not changing anything. He's not changing his course on one iota. His course on acts and lack of acts which are sympathetic to Muslim and Islamic extremism, such as money to Hamas, denigrating Israel, interfering with Israel's ability to take out Iran's nuclear capacity, allowing Iran to get the bomb, playing footsie with ISIS and pretending he's doing something, letting the poor Yazidis, Kurds, and others dangle in the wind, sending CRE rations rather than arms to Ukraine, allowing Putin to run amok. He's not changing a thing. He has two missions. His mission is to make sure his ideology in the end is the only ideology left standing. And he'll do it through voter fraud. He'll do it through fraud on the American people. He'll do it any way he can, and his henchmen and minions will support him every step of the way. He will lie, they will swear to the lie, and maybe even expound on it, i.e. Susan Rice. He has a goal. His goal is to destroy the opposition. Not work with it, but destroy it. He views Republicans like Putin views NATO. It has to go away. I think you saw this when the government shutdown loomed a year and a half ago or so. The Democrats were only too happy, although they were the cause of it, to stoke the fires of conflict within the Republican Party. He's going to move ahead with his illegal alien amnesty and whatever other nonsense he puts in executive order. And he's going to do it for two reasons. Number one, he's hoping to get somewhere between 6 and 16 million more Democratic votes. And number two, actually three reasons. Number two, because it's bad for America. And what's bad for America is good for Barry. And number three, and we'll talk about that in a moment. And number three, because it will create a huge conflict in the Republican Party. The Tea Party wing of the party will want to impeach him, which he would love to see happen. Not being impeached, but the impeachment process. Because that would all but ensure more Democratic majorities in 2016, particularly with the illegal alien vote. And he wants to do it because it'll tear the Republican Party apart. It may result in the actual creation of a third party, and don't get me wrong, I think a third party would be great. But we'll have that luxury when this country is stabilized and restored. Right now, you got to stop the bad guys. And third-party candidates suck votes away from folks who can displace progressives who are going to lie to your face but back a progressive agenda, and progressive leaders who also lie to your face. And if the third-party candidate, take a look at Orman there in Kansas. Take a look at the guy who is running. I think he got 10 or 15% of the vote in Louisiana. Had he not been in there, there'd be no runoff in Louisiana. Conservatives would have another seat in the Senate. And Landrieu, who has supported Obama 97% of the time and lied to her constituents just like Obama has, Landrieu would not have another shot, another bite at the apple in the runoff election down there on December 6th. Play that out over a national scene. If you have third-party candidates who once in a while may win, but suck 5, 10, 15% of the votes away primarily from whoever is running against the progressive agenda, the progressive agenda is going to win. And the more fractious the Republican Party, the less likely the Republican Party is going to be a challenger to the Democratic, i.e. progressive, i.e. communist party. There's an interesting article I posted this week. I've been saying it for years. Finally, other commentators are catching on about progressivism being communism. There's some great interviews back in the archives, too, with national figures I've done along those same lines. You should listen to them. So we have a spectacle here. You know, we have a president who can't even admit, who can't even tell the truth to you after getting whooped in an election. And I don't mean just whooped in the Senate. I mean whooped at the gubernatorial level. Republican governors in Maryland and Massachusetts and Maine? Wow. Instead, he blames the voters. Listen to his press conference. Oh, yeah, well, two-thirds of the people didn't vote, so this really wasn't an election. And, you know, my people didn't bother to turn out, so it's really their fault. And, you know, we didn't message properly. We didn't get our message across. Now, he knows the real scoop. And, you know, if you mix in his rather evil dishonesty, his disdain for America, his sympathy for America's enemies and interference with America's allies, his abhorrence of the Constitution, his hatred for the Republicans or any opposition. If you mix all that together with, let's all face it, I mean, I think it's pretty apparent by now, even to his supporters, his narcissistic personality. It's all about Barry. Then I think that you come up with a pretty clear picture of what this guy is going to do. I mean, when you take the history of his acts, the history of his lack of acts, his twisted personality, his warped ideology, and to be kind, his propensity for not telling the truth, this guy is going to go off half-cocked. He is going to pull every trick out of his little progressive rabbit hat he can to infuriate the Republicans, create conflict in the Republican Party, set up the stage for more votes, more voter fraud, illegal alien votes, and a progressive retake over of the legislative bodies in 2016. And it's not just going to be immigration. You're going to see a spate of executive orders, all illegal and unconstitutional, and he knows it. You understand, if he creates a constitutional crisis, he creates friction in the Republican Party. There are those who want to stand up for the Constitution, impeach him, whatever. And there are those who say, let's take another plan. Personally speaking, if the Republican Party takes the bait, becomes contentious within itself over what he is absolutely going to do, tries to impeach, then the Republican Party is going to have a very, very difficult time. Not only that, they will take the focus off who this man really is, what this man is really doing. And I might add the 387 bills, which would be winding their way up to his desk after being pigeonholed by his henchman Harry Reid for the past 4 years. In summary, we're kind of entering a very dangerous period for our republic. We have one party, the progressive, i.e. Communist Party. And that's what they are, folks, with very few exceptions. The old Democrats have been gone for some time. And that party is bent on destroying opposition, silencing opposing voices, i.e. the IRS scandal, the enemies list that Valerie Jarrett keeps. And they will stop at nothing to get that done. Whether it's voter fraud, lying to the public, who pays their paychecks no less, undermining the Constitution, creating strife, creating conflict, undermining the security of the United States. You know, there's another even darker theory out there amongst some If you take a look at the executive orders, go back in the archives. I have several shows just on the executive orders Barry has signed over the last few years, including the NDAA, which basically gives him, at the receipt of a memo which says there may be a problem from the Department of Homeland Security, of course, he appointed that agency chief. There's a memo, if received by the president, that affords him under this NDAA the ability to disband Congress for 6 months, impose martial law, and basically control utilities, food, transportation, water, you name it. I'm not making this up. It's in the Federal Register. Go back into the archives, dial up NDAA, dial up executive orders. I believe I did two back-to-back shows on that, including some national guests. It will scare you. I'm not going there yet, but I am telling you absolutely unequivocally, the next 2 years will be dark years in Washington. And the darkness will be intentional. Here's what I think you can expect. He will actually wind down the lackluster campaign against ISIS because his heart is really with those, quote, freedom fighters, unquote, those anti-colonial folks in his mind. And we'll see the Middle East boil over. Russia and Saudi Arabia, particularly Russia, will remain unchecked. They will get bolder and bolder. Understanding where this, who this president is, what he is, and where he's at, as Putin does, you'll see a testing of NATO by the Russians. Listen to my show last week, to which the United States will not respond. Despite the gleeful joy at the White House that they think they have blocked Israel from taking out Iran's nuclear weapons, which Iran will be allowed to proceed with post-haste by this president, Israel will act. And conventional weapons are no longer an option for them. You know, as I watched him dance around the questions from Major Garrett of ABC, the Fox reporter, the NBC reporter, all of whom posed some tough questions, and I watched his body language and the inflection, his eyebrows, the inflection in his voice, his barely controlled annoyance, it brought home to me again that the progressives like Barack Obama, they don't view this as a defeat. They view it as a temporary setback. Their game plan is long term. Their goals huge and dark. And they will merely adjust their strategies, adjust their lies, and adjust their tactics. Because their eyes are fixed firmly on the goalpost. And that goalpost is not good for us, the American people, America, our kids, or our children's kids. You're going to see a huge blow up over immigration, done intentionally. You know, he actually had the cojones to answer some of these reporters' questions by saying, well, you know, if they get something on my desk in the next 6 weeks, then I don't have to do an executive order. Knowing full well, as most people do, this is a lame duck session of Congress. The majority is switching in January. Very little business can be transacted. You have the holidays. The Republicans are pretty much powerless to do anything on immigration until the new members of the Senate and the House get seated. Because there has to be consensus in the Republican ranks as to what they go to him with in the way of an immigration package. So, once again, Barry double deals. He says he won't do something if something else happens that he knows is impossible. It can't happen. Remember, this man had absolute control of Congress for 2 years. He didn't do squat on immigration. He's had the Senate under his black henchmen, his dark firewall out there, Harry Reid, for 6 years. He didn't do squat on immigration. He could have done his executive orders prior to the election, but he knew that wouldn't be good for the election, and it wouldn't be good to fracture the newly constituted Republican majority. I mean, it's the same tack they employ, and he employs beautifully, on a national level. On one hand, tell us about unity. On the other hand, his acts and lack of acts without fail, consistently and without exception, are to divide us by race, by gender, by age, by income, by location. Divide and conquer, Sol Alinsky's Handbook for Radicals. He actually told these reporters that, well, you know, if they can't get it to me in 6 weeks, I'm just going to do my thing on immigration. But don't worry, because then they can pass immigration. It'll be like an impetus for them to get something done, and that'll override my executive orders. Barry, did you forget to remind the American people that you can veto a bill that comes up? So if you take a radical approach on your executive orders, which you are, to stimulate conflict in a constitutional crisis, and a bill comes up which actually is pretty reasonable and is not radical enough for you, you can just veto it and say, the bill wasn't good enough, so my executive order stands. I mean, does he really think we're that stupid? Obviously, he does. And on Obamacare? Obamacare is an interesting subject. You know, the only thing which could kind of save the day here is the fact that some of these Democrats watching this election, even though Barry pretends not to get the message, they got the message. And perhaps there's enough Democrats who, either because they love their cushy little job, or because maybe deep down in their soul they still have some respect for America, maybe there's 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 that will vote with the Republicans. Which would also, by the way, give the Republicans enough votes to override vetoes. We shall see. It's going to be a very, very interesting 2 years and an extremely interesting 3 or 4 months. But one thing you can absolutely count on: whatever Barry has told you about working together ain't going to happen. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Till next Saturday, have a happy and safe week.